Let's bow our heads and let's ask God to bring forth in our hearts an understanding of that which we have heard, so that we might be able to do them, for that is wisdom. Let's tell God that we do not want to walk out of this place foolish, but that we might be able to make proper decisions. He says that there are responses that must be made. In other words, we must tell God decisions we make based on the word we have heard. When we come into a meeting of God's people and the word of God begins to come, there are issues, specific issues, that the words address in our lives. And that is the crux of the matter. Ask God, what are you laying your hands upon in my life? What is the offering you want me to bring? In other words, what is it you want me to give up? What is it you want me to change? What is it you want me to take a decision on? What is the habit that I must drop? What is the new way I must speak up? Is there someone I must make peace with? Is there a restitution I must make? Speak to God specifically concerning your own life, Jesus. In Jesus' name, our Father, we have heard your word. We agree with you because He says that you are God who knoweth the heart of all men. We agree with you when you say that we have drifted away from the word that you gave us at the beginning. We have drifted away from the path unto which you have called us. That we have even drifted into Pentecost, into church, and you are asking us to return, just like you said unto that church, that they have gone away from their first love, and that we should remember from whence we have fallen and rise and go back again. Oh Lord, we ask for mercy, we ask for forgiveness, we come repenting. We cry out that we might be delivered from the bottomless pit, that we might be delivered from the grip of darkness, that we might return to light. Lord, we bring your word. We bring the blood of your Son, Yeshua. And we ask that it might begin to work in our souls to wipe away the images. You said that we should destroy all their pictures, and that we should destroy all their molten images. My God, the things that have hardened in our souls, in our minds, in our imaginations, because of regular practice, because of continuing allowance. Lord, we pray in the name of Yeshua. We pray confident on the fact that whatsoever we ask in your name, you have promised that you will do it. We ask that they be broken. Let the power of the word of God break them this hour. the things that have melted into our behavior, our character. Oh God, the fact, my God, that we have been like the dog going back to our vomit. And like the sow, we have gone back to our wallow. We ask that mercy might be shown unto us, that we might hear again your voice the way we heard it at the beginning. For he says that this is the time of the voice of the Son of Man, when them that are in grave situations as we are this day would hear, and they will come out unto eternal life. We ask that the voice of deliverance might come forth, particularly for every one of us and to us as a church, that the cyst might be broken, that we might be set free. Lazarus died and was in the grave for 4 days, and hope was given up concerning him. He was in corruption, and they said, by now he stinketh, he is corrupt, no hope for him. But he said, roll away the stone. And you called unto him, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth with life again in him, and the corruption was gone. And you said, lose him. Hallelujah. We ask, my God, that your voice might go forth concerning us, that you will call us out of the decay, out of the darkness. Call us out, O God. Hallelujah. Let the working of the spirits that bring corruption cease. We bring the rebuke of our King against you, all you lusts that war against our souls, in the name of Yeshua. The Lord rebuke you. Lord, we come to you with repentance, and we come to make a decision. We turn away from these things that defile and destroy the conscience. We turn away. We come to you, our Father, and we say, we will do your will. We choose to obey you. We choose, my God, not to satisfy our own selves. We choose, my God, this day, we deliberately choose to do your will, O God. For he says that the body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. So we ask, my God, that you will establish it for us, that we will walk in your way, and we will please you. We will no longer please ourselves, my God. We will lay down our lives, O God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Let your hand go forth. Deliver us. Hallelujah. We pray as David prayed. And we ask that you would not abandon our souls in hell. Neither will you give us over to corruption. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Blessed be your awesome name. Hallelujah. Cleanse us, purge us thoroughly, that we might be vessels of honor unto the Master's use. We pray that we might truly, O God, be your dwelling place. For you have spoken clearly unto us. You say we cannot be God's dwelling place if there is any darkness in us. For in you there is no darkness at all. We ask that amounts to mixture might be thoroughly purged out of us, that we might be pleasing unto you. Blessed be your holy name. We ask that we might be able to do the things you have taught us. He said, when we wake up, we should anoint our souls, our minds, with the blood of Jesus Christ. That we might do these things, my God, and mean them, and serve you in spirit and in truth. This grace we ask that you give unto us. And we thank you because we believe that you hear us. Blessed be your name. Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is giving us yet an opportunity today to draw nigh to his table. This table is the King's table. Amen. There was a man, a young man, his name was Mephibosheth. His father haunted David day and night, seeking him to destroy him. And his father died haunting David, or his grandfather. Amen. Hallelujah. So as it were, when David became king, he could have said that there is somebody that must not come nigh to my table. Rather, David went asking, is there anybody from the line of Jonathan? Amen. And they said there is one, but he is not qualified, because apart from the fact that he is Jonathan's son from the lineage of Saul, he is a cripple. Amen. The king, the people that eat at the king's table are called the cream of society, the very best. That's where you get the best brains. That's where you get the most beautiful and the most handsome. Amen. The orators and so on. So he cannot come because he's a cripple. He will be an eyesore at the king's table. He will be a disgrace. Amen. But David said, go and bring him. And they brought him. And he fed day and night at the king's table. Hallelujah. That speaks of grace. That speaks of what this table represents. Hallelujah. This is the king's table. And the Bible says that we were aliens to the commonwealth of Israel, a people without God in this world. Amen. But God has called us to his table, to the king's table. It's a great thing, brethren. It's a very great thing. This thing that happens in our midst, what is about to happen now, is a great thing. Hallelujah. The people that eat at the king's table are the king's friends. And one old song says, it's a great story for man to leave this world and to make friends with the Lord Jesus. It's a great story, brethren. So it's a great thing that is about to happen. That Urias, amen, is going to eat at the king's table. Hallelujah. Let's come with that heart. Let it be humbling. Amen. And let it be strengthening and encouraging. Hallelujah. And let it bring to us what Jesus has done for us. He says, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Amen. So as we do it, we remember what great thing the Lord Jesus has done for us. Praise God. And let it teach us what God has taught us today. Let it reenact it. To forgive. To forgive. To cast it all away, to remember it no more. Because if the Lord were to keep a record of our iniquities, we will not draw nigh. Hallelujah. So if we remember the Lord, then we should forgive all others their trespasses against us. Amen. Another thing about this table is that talks about the blood of Jesus. And it says that the blood of his son Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. In other words, when we come to this table, we will come with a heart of coming to be cleansed. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil says, run away from this table. Don't come near to this table because you are unclean. Run away. But the Lord says, come and be cleansed. Amen. So we come repenting. I will be cleansed. I will be given strength to go on. Are you weak? Are you weary? Is the devil saying, are you sure you can go on? Come today to this table and receive a reinvigoration, a renewing of life. Come and be encouraged again. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the table that you have set before us. He says you have set a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And there is nothing the enemy can do about it. The enemy does not want us to partake of this table. And that is why we will partake of this table. Because therein is life forevermore. You say, he that eats of this table, he has everlasting life. Hallelujah. So we have come that we might receive life, even life everlasting. We come to this table that death might be destroyed in the name of Yeshua. We come to this table that we might eat and that sicknesses and diseases might be judged in the name of Jesus. We have come to this table to eat that the motions of sin might be destroyed from our lives. In the name of Jesus. We have come that we remember you, Jesus. We remember you. And we say, blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. So we'll come. I will break the bread. And we'll give one to another. And we will all eat of it. As we eat of it, it is going to bond us together. Praise God. It is going to destroy divisions. Hallelujah. It is going to knit us together. As we partake of this blood, it is going to cause that the life blood of his body will flow through us. Amen. Hallelujah.